the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey, guys. This is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
A question for you. I'm seeing a lot of this stuff. Maria, maybe you can help me out with this, that Gen Z has officially canceled ankle socks.
Yeah, no one wears
Is
those
that
anymore.
True?
Yeah, see, yeah. Look, I'm wearing high socks for now.
At the gym, I mean, people are like really going at people for wearing, if you wear ankle socks to the gym, you are old.
It's weird.
Oh, damn.
I never wear ankle socks.
But you don't really
Do you wear
high
socks
anyway.
If I go to the gym, I'll wear higher socks. Yeah, because ankle socks, I find they slide right down underneath my foot. Mm-hmm. And then if I'm on like a treadmill,
trapped in the shoe,
I'm walking on like a pile of sock. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. That doesn't feel nice.
I feel like there's also like a rule with socks.
Oh, here we go.
You can't like, for example, black socks with colored shoes. No.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Oh, I agree with that. Yeah.
If you're wearing high socks with like an ugly running shoe and like jeans, no. Yeah.
Who cares?
It's like you look stupid.
I'm wearing black ankle socks right now with jeans.
What about black socks with white shoes?
No.
Black socks with white shoes? No, you need to wear white shoes. White socks.
Oh.
Shem.
Should I just go home? Like, jeez.
Okay, wait a second.
So never should have admitted
that. You're wearing ankle socks right now.
Black dress ones.
Black. What is a dress ankle sock?
Come here, let me
see.
There's
no such thing.
Yes, there is.
No, there's not.
Come here.
There's just ankle socks.
It's just an ankle sock. What makes it dressy?
Black.
Most ankle those socks that I've seen are black.
No, man. Those are like sports socks.
Let me see. No, wait. Turn around.
Oh, yeah, I see.
That's a sports sock.
That's what you consider dress sock? Bro, are you such a basic-ass bitch?
Yeah. But yeah, that's the thing is that now if you're walking around the gym, people know you're of a certain age if you're wearing ankle socks, because nobody under like 40 wears ankle socks.
I don't even think it just applies at the gym. I think it applies in fashion in general.
Well, if you can't see it, it doesn't matter.
Let me see your feet, Shem.
Man, I feel like terrible.
I know. What are you wearing?
Definitely wearing dress socks. I can't see.
Shem's wearing.
Bro, it just looks like your jeans are tucked into your pants.
Okay, here's the next challenge. Who can lift their leg up above 3 feet?
That's about it.
Mocha, you can win that. You don't even need to train.
Easily.
Look. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I gotcha.
It looks like your jeans are tucked into your shoes.
Yeah. What are you wearing, Maria?
I am wearing...
some young person thing.
Yeah, I'm wearing New Balances with my high socks.
See, that's the new... See, Maria, socks right there?
Yeah.
That's the new height you're supposed to wear.
Yeah, just above the ankle.
Yeah, you're not supposed to wear ankle socks.
And are my shoes cute?
Yeah, I like those New Balance ones.
Nobody cares.
Yeah. I'm going to get a different color pair of shoes.
Yo, you should get that.
Oh,
did you
here we
see?
Go.
Hold on. Sidebar. Did you see the Jack Harlow New Balance ones? The purple ones?
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
Honestly, I spent too much money on shoes recently.
That's on my list.
Wow. I just got very excited. Like, you had a physical reaction to Jack Harlow's shoes.
Yeah, bro, they look
sick. It's Jack Harlow.
No, I mean the kicks.
Oh. Sorry.
Yeah. Not because of Jack Harlow.
My bad.
You could bring in you could bring in 3 people right now. I wouldn't be able to pick out Jack Harlow.
No, 5. No, not.
Hell no.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I got to play this clip of Fallon talking about his kids, Jimmy Fallon, and whether or not he would get them Taylor Swift tickets. Because, like, what's the point of having Jimmy Fallon as a dad if he's not going to hook you up with Taylor Swift tickets?
Oh, he could easily get tickets.
Because he said, listen to this clip. I think he's full of it, personally.
Okay.
Your children have grown up with you as the host of the show. When have they made you use your Jimmy Fallon-ness to get them something they wanted to be cool? Like tickets, a t-shirt, a meet and greet?
I've not done
Never.
This so far. Well, no. I didn't get them tickets to see Taylor. I said, no, you get this. Things you have to earn certain things. I can't just, just do this for you. You have to like really earn it and figure it out. I want them to be as normal and less bratty as they can possibly be. And they're the nicest kids.
No,
but what does that mean? Earn it in Jimmy Fallon's house? Like what, clean your room and then you get tickets, right? Like that's what it means.
Sure.
Like he's not saying no. he's saying that you had to earn it. But how's a 9-year-old earn it? Like, you do a couple chores around the house. And also,
because he's got access to the tickets already.
Like, he says, Jimmy Fallon, he's not going on StubHub to buy tickets. It's like Taylor Swift invites him to her show.
Yeah, of course.
And then he shows up and he goes through a secret entrance and he sits where all the famous people sit.
Yeah.
And like,
right next to Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively.
Yes. I get it if he said, hey, listen, we're going to go anyway, but I can't have them think that this is normal. Mm-hmm. So I make them do stuff ahead of the night of the show.
It wouldn't be surprising because, like, that would, for me at least, that would seem normal that Jimmy Fallon would have tickets to a Taylor Swift concert and take his kids.
But you can't have kids. I know, but you can't have kids growing up thinking that that's normal. You want to instill some sort of, hey, we're going to go for a great night out, but you got to clean your room for a week. Mm-hmm. Like, they're going.
Yeah, of course.
Well,
I agree with it.
What,
Shem?
I agree with Jimmy. Not going to lie.
Let him earn it.
Yeah.
No. I get it, but he's making it seem like they didn't get the tickets.
Uh-huh. Like, say that you have the tickets.
Right.
Up until then,
you got to earn these tickets.
Maybe he doesn't want them to know that he has the tickets because it's the parent game.
Yeah, exactly.
So if he says it, then the kids are going to hear it, and then they're going to say, well, now I know that I can do
whatever, Dad.
Yeah.
I could tell you, growing up in a Guyanese household, you had to earn everything. You couldn't just be given tickets.
Yeah, you didn't grow up. You earned the right to breathe.
But you didn't grow up with the Guyanese Jimmy Fallon.
That would be crazy.
Yeah, could you imagine that?
Oh my God.
A famous Guyanese?
Oh no.
With access to everything in the world?
You want to see Taylor Swift? How you swiftly clean your room?
Yeah. Facts.
What would earning it look like in a Guyanese household?
Oh,
Jimmy's kids got to clean their room. What would earning it mean in a Guyanese household?
Build a whole new house.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we have to do.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Kristen, hello.
Hey, hello.
Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show.
Cool. This is so cool.
Kristen said this text is for the Roz and Mocha Show.
Yeah.
I was just cooking dinner and had some boiling water spray up at me.
Yeah.
And I screamed out,
Jesus Christ of Nazareth!
I always use lines from the show and my family will look at me like I'm crazy. They don't listen like I do. I even yell out,
Sam at Maury.
When something goes wrong. Or to my kids, I will always say,
Shami, mom loves you.
Just had to share.
I said Jesus Christ the Nazareth twice in the last week. Yeah.
Yep. I know. That's got to be like one of my favorite new ones. Like between, come on, Shemroy and
Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
I say those in my head too.
It was the first time I screamed it out like that because, like, every time you guys play that clip on the radio, I just start laughing my head off because that's me at work. Like, I'll have my earbud in so nobody else hears what I'm listening to.
Yeah.
And I'm just laughing as I'm listening to the show or my podcast. And, yeah, I've been listening since probably the beginning. It's funny because when the show started, it was right before, right after my daughter had been born. My daughter's actually turning 15 in August.
Oh, wow.
And,
just like the show, we're turning 15 in August.
Yeah.
Exactly, I know. So I can't remember the exact dating because my daughter's August 19th. So,
August 31st is the day that we started, yeah.
Hold on a second. I was reading an article yesterday. I was just going through, I don't know whether it was on Variety or something like that. And I was reading an article about television shows. And there was a little blurb about this show called The Chosen. And I'll read to you exactly what I read and how I read it. Okay. Chosen, created and directed and co-written by filmmaker Dallas Jenkins, is the first full multi-season series about the life and ministry of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
No.
That is exactly how I said it.
Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
I can't even see those words anymore.
Without saying it in that way. Damn. Kristen, we appreciate you. Thank you for listening for as long as you have. And thank you for your dedication, not only to the show, but to the podcast. Before we let you go, between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Oh, I knew I was going to get this. And I always think, I love you both, but I swear, me and you, Mocha, we have a lot in common. So,
Jesus Christ, Mocha, you're my favorite.
just the little things you say and do. I'm like, oh my God, so Mocha. But I love you all. I love everybody on the show. Maury, Shem, Maria. Like, I love Maria's female addition to the show. It's been the best.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And yeah, it's just been, it's my favorite thing to listen to in the morning, especially today, revving up for DJ Climax coming up. Fridays are amazing. It's just awesome.
Aw, girl, thank you.
You're welcome. Man.
We love you so much.
Yep. Thank you. I love you guys too.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Take care,
Jesus
guys.
Christ of Nazareth!
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Annie Sarnblad is here. She is known worldwide as the human lie detector. She's an expert in decoding facial expressions. She gives tips and tricks so you can know if someone is lying to you or if someone is into you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. And I'm not even lying.
No, not yet.
Wow.
Whoa, not yet. A couple of questions. So, human lie detector, how does one get into this profession and why did you want to get into this profession?
Well, I had a hard childhood, and so I was obsessed with figuring out both who I couldn't trust and who I could trust.
Uh-huh.
And so I ended up living in 9 countries over a period of 25 years. That was my version, basically, of running away from home. And I became obsessed with nonverbal communication.
Okay.
Do you... I'm thinking back to, like, I don't, maybe it was an episode of Seinfeld where somebody was the lip reader and then they needed to bring them to a party so they could help them figure out if somebody was into them or not, or cheating, whatever it was. Are you that type of friend for people?
Are you the one where you're like,
please come over and tell me if this guy's full of it.
Oh my God, yes? This is my life. Where, and I, you're covering your super sterna notch because everything I'm saying is making you nervous. Like, that's
who, me?
Yes. This is what we do immediately.
I'll tell you why.
So for arousal, for example, you're going to look above the eyes, in the eyes, and under the eyes. Mm-hmm. So when we make bedroom eyes, we just lower our eyelids. So we half mask them. That's bedroom eyes.
Right.
Our pupils dilate when we're really attracted to something or someone, both in like a business negotiation when somebody introduces the concept of how much money or power or status we're going to get from something. Our pupils go boom and they just swell in the moment. And then under the eyes, our inferior triangles, our cheeks pop up when we're experiencing joy. Mm-hmm. And that gives these little smile bags underneath.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So that's attraction. So I can see, like, it's written on your face and lettering if you're attracted to me or if you're attracted to someone else.
Annie, when you walked into the room and right before you sat down, I was trying to figure out whether or not, because you were looking at myself and Roz, like kind of glancing quickly back and forth. From the time you walked in, were you starting to already analyze each of our faces?
I can hear it as clearly as you can hear me speaking English.
Really?
Like, that's what I read. I read every minute change, and the micro expressions precede the thought process. They're universal to our species, nothing to do with age, gender, ethnicity, geographic location, socialization. Even people who are born blind make the same facial expressions. The micro expressions leak.
Annie Sarnblad, the human lie detector, is here on the Roz and Mocha Show. You look at Roz, what do you see?
Joy. No, I'm joking. That's a little bit of disbelief and joy.
I knew I had to say something sassy.
I
knew we'd find one. So here's my thing. I get nervous at situations like this is because I have tics. Okay.
I love that.
And particularly right now, I have one where I've been pulling my neck. So I put my hand up here because it's easy for me to get them out without somebody sort of being aware of what's going on because my whole life I've masked them. And in situations like this, like I've been, you know, where you're in a heavy conversation where I'm like fighting a tick, where I always fear that I look like I'm full of crap because I'm doing these things. Right.
Sure.
So that's what makes me nervous in situations like this is that somebody maybe misreading me.
Got it.
So the tics aren't something that me and my particular profession would miss. That's so obvious that I would understand the difference between those.
Gotcha.
But humans, when we get nervous, we touch our skin. Where we touch our skin varies from person to person, but it is a response to that, you know, sort of soothing. It all goes back to the boob. Like, we basically just want someone else's skin on our skin. Mm.
So, okay, so let's get down to it here. Women want to know how to tell if their man is lying to them.
Yeah. I mean, when he's speaking.
No, I'm just joking. You can't see on the screen right now. Maria is like nodding her head like she's a bobblehead right now.
So Sorry, I'm sassy.
Are there things though that are there things that people can look out for?
Absolutely. So we're looking for, with micro expressions, thank you. With micro expressions, we're looking for when the facial expression doesn't match the words.
Gotcha.
So if I'm saying nice to meet you and you can't see me on screen, but I'm literally doing like the bad bunny rabbit nose, I'm twitching the skin next to my nostril. And that's the leakage of disgust. And so if I'm saying like it's nice to meet you and I'm showing disgust, that doesn't match. My body's always going to tell the truth. My words, I can lie. I can talk my brain into lying and telling something, but the body leaks what it actually remembers.
It's a Roz and Mocha Show with Annie Sarnblad, the human lie detector. What other signs or what other things should we be looking out for when interacting with someone, whether we want to get the truth out of them or we just want to know if they're being genuine?
Yeah, they're going to change the sentence if they're lying. They're going to use qualifiers. Like somebody told me, I'm a mostly good guy. Like, that's a weird thing to say. Mostly, like when I wake up in the morning, but not when it's past midnight. Or if I ask my kid, you know, did you come home by curfew last night? And they'll say, I always come home by curfew. Yeah, but that's not what I asked. I asked if you came back yesterday by midnight.
How do you tell if somebody's into you?
Their pupils dilate. That's the easiest thing. They start mirroring your body language. And if you can get their pupils to dilate, it's like you've got them in the palm of your hand.
Really?
Yeah. They're
can you teach someone how to lie better?
No, not really, because their body's going to leak. The only people that are really good at lying are, you know, spies.
Yeah.
That, the people that have that intelligence where they can convince themselves that they're living in an alternative reality and convince themselves that that reality is real. So a phenomenal actor could do that.
Pause for 1 second. My armpit is so itchy right now. And if I feel that in the middle of you talking to me, if I scratch my armpit, it's going to be some sort of
what
tell.
What does it mean if somebody scratches our armpit?
His armpit is itchy.
Thank you. Oh my God.
And then he stank. Annie Sarnblad, thank you so much for joining us
for
on the Roz
me.
And Mocha Show. Human lie detector. Sorry, Maria, you had your hand up. Were you going to ask a question?
Oh, yeah. You got to teach me how to learn to read eyes dilating because I need that.
Okay, so
she's not enough guys to dilate.
I'm
going to
be looking into guys' eyes and you tell me everything.
Okay, so go on to my website, AnnieSarnblad.com. I've got a bunch of free videos. You can see my books. I've got online courses. But absolutely, love and dating is the biggest thing that people are obsessed with right now. And you're going to want to watch to see when their chin puckers, because that's where all the achy, breaky heart is. That's where you see if they're emotionally attached. So it's great to see if they're aroused and attracted to you. But if you want something real, you better be making their chin pucker. And so that you see that they're emotionally attached.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
No, Annie, thank you so much. Again, you gave the website. If people want to follow you on social, anything like that?
Yep, Annie Sarnblad. That's it.
Right.
Sarnblad.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Roz
and Mocha
Show.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Yo, it's Roz and Mocha.
Hi, this is Ariel. How are you?
Good. How are you, Ariel?
I'm good, thank you. I just had a quick question. You know, I was listening to episode 4 of the Roz and Mocha, the history of Roz and Mocha, which I love, by the way.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, does Roz still print the news?
Oh, great question.
No, not anymore.
Oh, it's okay. I still liked hearing the history of it because I didn't realize you guys used to do that all the time, like, well, way back when.
Yeah, that was our old studio when I used to say, Mocha, please reach around and grab my news off the printer. Mocha had the printer behind him, and I used to read my news off paper back in the day.
Yeah. You know what's actually funny about the whole thing now, Ariel?
Yeah.
Is since we moved into the new Roz and Mocha Studios 7 years ago, we do have a printer in here. However, that printer is closer to Roz than it is to me. It's just like a couple of feet to Roz's left. So if he wanted to, he could still print the news and he would just have to walk over to the printer and grab the papers there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but I think I'm being punished. Either that or I'm just, I don't know, old. But I've never actually been able to, I've never printed one thing on that printer in the studio because none of my computers have ever been hooked up properly to it.
Yeah.
Ever.
Oh, okay.
Ever.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, no, I miss the printer, but I have wonderful monitors in front of me now where I actually don't have to print it off anymore.
And
but,
where you can adjust the font.
Yes.
The font size.
Thank you.
Ariel, so are you enjoying the history of Roz and Mocha?
I am, yes. I actually really, really enjoy it.
Okay. How long have you been listening to the show for?
I think since I was in high school, so like that's been a while now.
Okay.
I used to like listen to it on my way to school with my sisters.
Okay. And are you learning anything by listening to these episodes?
Yeah, just basically how like how Maury was introduced into the show. And, like, it was really nice hearing how DJ Climax got, like, also introduced into the show. It was really nice to hear that. And then just to hear your guys' history as well was pretty cool.
Aw, well, we got two more episodes to go. Yeah. New episodes are on Wednesdays at midnight. Happy that you're joining along and enjoying every listen.
Yeah, I'm very excited for the last two episodes. I listen to it, like, on my way either to visit my parents or to work if I haven't heard it already. So it's a nice way to start the day.
Five is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to love it a lot.
Yeah, thank you. I'm very excited.
Ariel, before we let you go, between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
I have to say,
because
he's a fellow West Indian Mocha.
Hey, yes, yeah. Love you lots. Thanks for listening.
Love you. Thanks, guys. Take care.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Jenny, hello. It's Roz and Mocha.
Hello. How are you?
Doing great. You were one of the folks selected to get an advanced copy of episode 5 of The History of Roz and Mocha, which is out at midnight. What did you think?
I absolutely loved it. I think that, like, for big fans of the show, that this episode kind of just goes back and just brings you right to the family lines of you guys. And I think it was really nice to hear all the backgrounds, like, especially of you and Jenna Mocha. It's just really nice to hear, because I think in Roz's book we got a lot of, like, background when it came to, like, Roz and Catherine and Roxy. So it was nice to really get into that. And also I loved I feel like Mocha almost had, like, his villain origin story.
What are you talking about? What do you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna bleep this part because no spoilers. Episode 5 is out at midnight on the Roz and Mocha podcast feed. Say what you want to say freely, and I'm going to bleep it.
Okay. So when you were getting a bunch of callers and basically...
Girl, like, we said this earlier, or at least I said this earlier. I don't know why that was such a big part of this episode.
It was not a big part.
Well, when I was listening to
it's an impactful part.
It seemed like forever. No, and you know what? No spoilers. Yeah. And I'm going to bleep.
It was a big part.
Okay, I got to bleep this part.
Yes. Go ahead.
I do not remember at that time that there was...
Right.
Talking about it.
Oh, there were...
That part of our show is so far gone from my memory.
Yes.
I could not remember the amount.
It went on for months.
I know. That's months. What I'm saying. Why did it happen? Why does it seem like it's going on for months in this
Jenny
episode?
Jenny remembers it.
I remember it. The second I heard it, I was like, oh my gosh, that's right.
Yeah. But the stuff with Mocha and Jenna is really great.
It's really nice to hear. You guys have always, like, spoken so highly of, like, your spouses, and it's really refreshing to hear, like, just that on the radio and you guys being so open about it. Mm-hmm. And I cried so much in this episode.
Oh, did you? Damn.
Oh, I did. Yeah. Like, I remember, like, when the first episode came out, and there is, like, a part in the introduction where Roz says to Mocha, like, you are going to be the greatest father the world is ever going to see. Mm-hmm. And that made me cry right away. So when this episode came out, and, like, hearing you guys, like, talk about that, and it was really special to, like, hear you guys connect on that level so deeply. It was really great.
Well, we're so happy that you're enjoying the history of Roz and Mocha. Again, episode 5, you got it early, but everyone else, it's out at midnight on all podcast platforms. We appreciate you, Jenny. Thank you for your years of dedication, your support. Thank you for taking time to talk to us this morning. Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
It's always Roz.
Oh, I love you. I will say this too. If you guys, like, if you're on the fence about whether to listen to this episode when it comes out or not, Mocha's reaction to his wife, Jenna, accusing him of may be one of the funniest things I have ever heard.
Okay, so we're out of time here. Look at this. We got to go. Love you, Jenny.
Bye, love.
Bye. Right,
bye.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Yo, Mark, what's going on? It's Roz and Mocha. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, buddy. So you've been a fan of the Roz and Mocha Show for how long now?
I don't even know. Maybe like at least 10 years.
And you were one of the folks selected this week to get an advanced copy of episode 5 in the History of Roz and Mocha docuseries.
Yep.
Which, by the way, episode 5 is out at midnight. What'd you think?
Oh, man. It's like a roller coaster ride. Like guaranteed last for sure. But like also, I think this is the one that'll make some people cry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you tear up at all?
Yeah, like a little bit. There's one, I don't want to ruin it or anything, but there's like one segment where Roz is talking about like his dad and then Jenna gets on. And yeah, that part made me tear up a little bit.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah, we get a lot of questions on this show of just like, hey, how did Mocha and Jenna meet? What's that story? And it's never fully been told before. And it's a really beautiful story. And
yeah,
and it's incredible because on this episode, Mocha and Jenna tell the story sort of together, right? From their different perspectives of how it all went down. And it's one of my favorite parts, I think, of the entire series is the section with Mocha and Jenna. For sure, fans are going to go bananas.
What other parts of the episode did you gravitate towards? Or are you going to listen to it like multiple times to see if you missed anything?
I already listened to it like 3 times already.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I like the whole, I guess, origin story.
Your phone is terrible.
I know. Maury was saying that earlier.
Yeah, so do something.
Is this any better?
Yeah, way better. Why weren't you doing that the whole time?
I was walking around the house. Sorry.
Stop walking! Why would you do that? Okay.
Yeah, the whole Mocha is a
the what?
The what?
The whole Mocha is
Yo, why is your phone crystal clear now? Why can't it be terrible, bro?
I'm standing right next to
the
window. So.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Let's not talk about that part of it.
Okay. What other part? Not that part. What other part besides that part?
another part is
pause for one second because I have to go. So that part.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
I don't have to bleep this.
Yes.
But because no spoilers. But that part talking about.
Right.
Can somebody tell me why that was such a. Like a long period of time that story was being told on the podcast?
It's not. It's quick.
It is not quick.
It's very quick.
No.
I think maybe.
A lot of time was spent. It seemed like forever.
I think maybe because it's reflective of how much time we actually spent on this show talking about it, which was a very long time.
Yeah. Like way too much. That to me was like a 30-second, you know, you bring it up. Hey, it wasn't true. Okay, move on. Next topic.
No, but we know it's all part of the story. It's all part of the story.
Anyway.
It's a really fun episode. I think you nailed it, which is there's a lot of laughs and then some real great from the heart stuff with Mocha and Jenna and everything else. Like it really sort of, it is exactly what the show is. I think this episode, and I think that that's why fans are going to love it a lot.
Oh, and make sure to listen to the very end. I don't know if the teaser for the next episode is out, but that one right at the end got me shook. Like the guest appearances.
Oh yeah. 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 Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Tease for episode 6.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's going to be monster.
All right, Mark, thanks for participating. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being part of the Roz and Mocha family for, you said, like 10 years now. We're coming up on 15 years of the show. Appreciate you, bro. Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Oh, man. So I did answer this before. I did say Roz, but I think my answer changed. I think it's Mocha now.
Wow.
Oh, crystal clear. Oh. Love your phone, bro. That's amazing. Amazing phone. Yeah, whatever you're doing.
My phone,
keep at it.
My phone says hi.
Uh-huh.
To both of you.
Cool, man.
All right. Later, dude.
Right on, dude.
Episode 5 of the History of Roz and Mocha available at midnight on all podcast platforms on the Roz and Mocha podcast feed.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hi, Karen. It's Roz and Mocha.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great.
Okay,
now that I'm hearing your voice.
Karen lives in Ottawa. Karen woke up early before she had to head out to work and listened to episode 5 of The History of Roz and Mocha. Did you wake up early because you have to wake up early for work, or did you wake up early because you had to listen to episode 5?
To be honest, a little bit of both.
So let's discuss. What'd you think? First of all, episode 5 of The History of Roz and Mocha titled Privately Boring.
Yes.
It definitely was not privately boring.
Yeah, definitely not.
How'd you feel about it?
I cried so much.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like it, when you were talking about, when you both were talking about having your kids, it brought me back to my own memories of having my daughter.
Yeah.
And it's like, I could feel the emotion. And I was just like, oh my God, like I remember, you know.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful episode.
What else made you cry, Karen?
Like hearing your story of how you and Jenna met and like Jenna talking about how sensitive you are. And
like, did she say sensitive? I thought she said like manly or something. She didn't say that.
Jenna said a lot of like, she used all the words to describe sensitive, like of them.
Yeah.
Like emotional, sensitive, soft.
We didn't ask for the thesaurus version. Like chill with that. You can say one word. We get it.
Has Jenna heard the episode?
I don't think so. I know she started listening to it.
Yeah.
She didn't hear I don't think she got to the stuff with with our story. I think she heard like the stuff with your story and like Roxy and everything like that.
Yeah. It's great. I love because we get
on a second.
Yeah.
She did because she said, "What do you think your mother is going to say about the part where we talk about like all the sex stuff?"
Oh, yeah.
Again. Back to back sex stuff with these episodes, guys.
Oh, I know. Oh, and she says you're good in bed.
Yes!
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah. Be proud, Mom.
What did you say? You raised the champion?
That was awesome.
But we get so many questions over the years, like whether it's Ask Roz and Mocha or the DM Deep Dive or just like people, and they've sort of wanted to know the story of, you know, Mocha and Jenna and how they met and how it all went down. And because he's talked a little bit over the years about how it was very quick and they weren't together a long time before they started living together. And then, so it's just been like these little bits. And so to hear both of them kind of go through their own timeline was for me just really just so beautiful to hear the two of them tell that story together for sure.
And especially what he was wearing when they first met.
Sweater vest.
Yo, it was not a sweater vest, guys. Honestly, I swear. It wasn't a sweater vest.
Okay, I know it all sounds random to people right now, but it is all in episode 5.
Yeah, no spoilers.
It's so good. It's so good.
Karen, thank you so much for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show in Ottawa. How long have you been listening for?
I'm actually going into year 2, believe it or not. I actually stopped listening to the radio for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went back to school and did my program, I overheard my coordinator listening to music on her computer. And I kept seeing your commercials on TV. And I'm like, these guys look like interesting characters. And I checked you guys out and I've been hooked ever since.
So the podcast.
Love that.
Yeah.
Amazing. Love that. Love you for it. Cannot wait for you to hear episode 6 when it comes out next week, Wednesday at midnight. It's a good one. It's a really, really good one. Karen, again, thank you for your 2 years of support. Love you lots. A lot of episodes on the podcast feed for you to listen to as well to get caught up on who we are, what we're all about, and more content from the show. Before we let you go, between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask me this question. It was Roz, but now it's Mocha.
Wow. This series is changing minds.
Yo.
You are not the first person who had a favorite before listening to the docuseries that has now changed.
Sweater vest gang gang.
I absolutely loved your book though, Roz.
Oh yeah, cool. Thanks.
Love you, Karen. Have a great day at work.
Thank you. You too, guys. Love you.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Catherine, hello, it's Roz and Mocha. This is Fix My Life. What in your life needs fixing?
Hi, parenting solo after losing my mom and fiance is not easy.
Ooh.
Yikes.
Catherine Ura says, hey, Roz and Mocha, Fix My Life. Struggling with profound loss. I lost my mom to cancer 3 years ago. Then my fiance of 14 years suddenly passed away when I was was 8 months pregnant. Now with my 10-month-old baby as my only solace, I feel adrift and alone despite trying to engage in activities and tentatively exploring dating apps. I'm overwhelmed by grief and uncertainty about the future.
Wow. Sorry that you're going through all this. Sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
Have you tried grief counseling at all?
Yep. Shortly after he passed, I did several counseling sessions.
Yeah.
It just got very difficult with, you know, with my baby. And
oh my God, of course.
So I kind of put that on hold.
Yeah.
It's just been really difficult to find any me time.
Of course.
So I'm really just here trying to care for my baby and just focus on her. Besides that, I've lost the motivation to do really anything for myself.
Do you have help? Do you have support at all?
No, not really.
No.
Very limited. Mm-hmm. My family, they're pretty much busy with their own lives.
What about your fiance's family?
They've been really great. The only problem is that they live in Florida.
Oh, okay.
So they're not physically here to really help me too much.
Yeah.
I would say a couple of things here. One, I think you're trying to push yourself a little too fast.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're getting down on yourself because you're not progressing in a way or as fast as maybe you think you should be. But I don't know what that would even be based on. I think you got a 10-month-old and you recently lost the love of your life and your mom, and you're obviously hurting, and you're in a somewhat unique situation. And that is, there's not a lot of people who have a relatable situation that they're in. But I think that you just want to kind of get past it and get on with your life, because you remember the person that you were when you were happy and vibrant and motivated, mm-hmm. and all this stuff. And you just want to get back to that place. But I think that when you start moving too fast, you're going to not do or process some of the things that you absolutely must process. Okay. And the crazy thing about grief is that we're designed to get over it. That's why most people come out the other side of grief without counseling and certainly without medications. You know, like we're sort of designed for it. And you just have to allow yourself to kind of go through it, and don't try and speed up the process, because if you try and speed up the process, it's not going to go away. It is just going to be something that you will eventually have to deal with. Whether that's a year from now or 10 years from now, you will deal with it. And and it's not easy. You're in a terrible situation. It's a heartbreaking situation. But I think that going through it alone may be the mistake that you're making. And I know you don't have a huge support system, but I think that you can reach out to people or community groups or other women who have gone through this. It's tough being a widow, you know, when everybody else is happy and summer's coming and, you know, they're thinking about all these wonderful things they're going to do. And, you know, like, you know, do they want to have the widow there? You know, like you don't want to be somebody's buzzkill. And so, and so it's really difficult to get that support from people, because people don't know how to talk to you. And so don't put a lot, like, don't completely go out of your way to sort of blame them and feel like you're being frozen out, like isolated. It's just people have a really difficult time dealing with it. They don't know how to talk to you. They don't know what they can say. And so I think that what your first step should be is to go and find people who know how to communicate with somebody who's in your situation.
Okay. I'll try that.
And stop being so hard on yourself.
It's just been so difficult just trying to get myself out of the house.
Yeah.
And then when I do get out of the house, it's sometimes I don't even want to go home. It's just, you know, there's nobody waiting for me at home.
It's tough. I can only imagine. My God, I'm so sorry you're going through this.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is a dumb thing to say, but like, what's like one thing that would make you happy? Like if you were to do something every day for you, right? Or for you and your kid, that would make you happy, whether that's getting out of the house and going for a walk, or getting out of the house and like going for a drive. Like, do those little things, would anything like that help you for right now, you think?
It's
one of my hobbies was video gaming. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
I used to do that with my fiance. It was actually the last thing we did together before we went to bed. And yeah, so I couldn't get that started for like up until recently. So it's just something I started doing maybe a few weeks ago, just a few games here and there whenever I can.
Well, hearing you talk about gaming, I could tell the your voice changed, right? You got a little happier there.
Yeah.
So what if you made a goal like every single day, even if it's for like 10 minutes?
Yeah.
When you put your kid down for a nap. And I know it's easier said than done because you have other things. You have to manage the house. You got laundry. You got dishes. You got to cook. It's like there's stuff that happens in the house, right? But if you can find like, let's say 10 minutes to sit there with no distraction and you game.
Yeah.
Like, would you think that might make a difference? Like, that would at least bring a little bit of a smile to your face?
Yeah, I think so. It has in the past.
Give you and don't look so far in the future, right? Just think to yourself, okay, what did I do today to get a little bit better?
Right.
And that's it. And you do, so you're not thinking in terms of what you're going to be next year or when your kid's five or how you're going to explain all this stuff. Don't even go there. Just give yourself the time and just improve a little bit every day and just say to yourself, what am I going to do today to get a little bit better?
Right.
Okay.
I'll try that. Thank you.
Sending you lots of love. Thanks, Catherine. All the best.
Thank you very much.
Oh, wait, hold on. Yo, which game? Which game do you play?
Call of Duty.
Oh, my sick. God.
Girl. Yo, you get some gaming in today, okay? You promise?
Yeah.
Okay, amazing. I love it. All right, Catherine.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life on KISS.
Got a couple of voice notes from a Roz and Mocha super fan that I got to share with you guys.
Okay.
This came in on Instagram. So many ways to reach out to the Roz and Mocha show. And always welcome voice notes. No setup. I'm just going to play it. Okay?
Okay, yeah.
Honestly, does Roz literally want to be old? Like, I literally think we found the new hot Santa Claus. Like, let's get Hudson's Bay on the list because he is so f***ing hot. The sexiest old man I've ever seen in my life. My boyfriend is hating me right now. He's like, am I going to lose you to Roz? I'm like, no, Catherine has him. Oh, my God. I love you guys. I'm so proud of you guys. Oh, Mocha. I wish our animals can meet. Please go watch the videos of my dog and my cat. And just please. It's this. Oh, I hate cats, but I fell in love with Roz. Like, not like that, but you know what I mean? Am I crazy?
So that is a voice note that I got from superfan Jay Loretto.
Yeah.
There's more.
Okay. I could listen to this all day.
Anyways, I know that sometimes I talk too much, but you guys are honestly, oh, Mocha, you have no idea. I love your family. I love your son. I love your wife. I love Catherine. I love Roxy. I love Maury. I love Shem. I love Maria, my Saganaki queen. It's just, man, you have no idea how amazing you guys are. Like, I really don't think you know how amazing you guys are. It's just, it's the best.
So there you go.
Okay. Oh my God. I love her.
Yeah. Big up Jay Loretto for sending in that voice note.
You know what I want though is I want access to the chip that processes everything she thinks and then says. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Right? Because it is like, there's like nine directions, but somehow they all sort of come together.
They just flow.
Right?
Right? It flows. She knows what she's going to say. Anyway, those are the voice notes that we get sometimes.
Yeah, I like that.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So yesterday we saw President Joe Biden throw down the gauntlet. Come at me, bro, telling Donald Trump that he wanted to debate him. Here's Joe Biden from
yesterday. Donald Trump lost two debates to me in 2020. And since then, he hadn't shown up for debate. Now he's acting like he wants to debate me again. Well, make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice. So let's pick the dates, Donald. I hear you're free on Wednesdays.
So Wednesdays, of course, are the days when Trump's trial is on recess.
Yeah.
And then he followed that up with, I've received and accepted an invitation from CNN for a debate on June 27th. Over to you, Donald.
Oh. Well, make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice.
He goes, you said anywhere, anytime, any place. And then later that day, both men accepted the invitation from ABC as well. Trump telling CNN's Caitlin Collins, the answer is yes, I will accept. Adding in a post on Truth Social, I am ready and willing to debate Crooked Joe
at the
two proposed times in June and September. According to the release, the debate on CNN will be held at CNN's Atlanta studios with no audience present.
Oh,
so it's going to be a closed debate. They haven't done one of those in a very, very long time. But also, these debates are outside of the official debate body that organizes this stuff. They just decided, their two teams just got together and decided on their own. Because the June 27th debate, neither of them will be the official candidate from their party.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is before the primaries.
So all
right?
This
like,
is just to let them go at it.
It's just to let them go at
this
it.
This is like Mike Tyson and Jake Paul.
Right? Yeah, when's that fight?
That's July 20th.
So this is June 27th.
Well, make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice.
Oh, that's going to be amazing.
Man, when you hear old man say that.
Yeah, make my day, pal.
I'll even do it twice. I'm like,
come on, Joe.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast. And Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Hi, Alicia, it's Roz and Mocha.
Hi there.
Oh, girl, you're heartbroken. Tell everyone why.
Everything was going great, and then suddenly not.
Oh, damn. You wrote, it says, hey, Roz and Mocha, fix my life. So my fiance and I were together for 7 years. He proposed last June, and we were living together for 3 years. 2 weeks ago, he broke things off and told me, quote, right person, wrong time. 4 months before our wedding, everyone's telling me to leave and find someone better, but I just don't know what's right. How do I know if I should walk away? What did he do? Break off the engagement or break off the relationship?
He said that he needed some time.
Time for what?
I'm not sure, to be honest. And he himself even says, I don't know.
Does he just not want to be married, you think?
I honestly don't know. From the beginning of our relationship, we both had said we don't really care for marriage. And then he moved in and we were getting pressure from my parents. Mm-hmm. And he proposed and he was actually planning the entire thing. I was the one actually saying, like, I don't want to do this. Do we have to? And, like, I didn't even do wedding dress shopping at all. And he was the one excited. And then all of a sudden, you know, he just kind of said that he needs some time.
No, he took a look at his life and sat there and thought about his future for a little bit and realized that this ain't it for him.
Mm.
That you ain't it.
Yeah.
Is he still living with you now?
No, he ended up moving back to his mom.
How old are you guys?
I'm 25. I'll be 26 next month. And he's 29.
Mm-hmm. When he said right person, wrong time, what does that mean?
He said that he just needs a month and then we'll take a look at things.
He needs months?
No. He something happened where he was sitting there doing some reflecting and thinking about his life and where this current situation will be years from now, where you guys will be years from now. And this is not just you, but this is everybody else around you. This is your family. The extended friends, all of this stuff is everything. He took a look at his life and was like, yo, if this keeps going this way, am I going to be happy in the next 10, 15, 20 years? Do I like where this is going? Do I like you enough? And he came to the decision that no was the answer.
Yeah.
So
have you talked to him since he left?
Yeah, we've kind of agreed to keep in contact and see each other once a week. And like, we still have things together. Like we opened a joint bank account or phone bills are together. So like, mm-hmm. he said, you know, let's not do anything with that yet.
Mm-hmm. He's not telling you everything, right? Like guys are cagey and they will do anything to not tell the whole truth, right?
Right.
They'll give you a little bit of the truth. The little bit of the truth that you got was that he couldn't go through with it. and that he was moving out, right? But the why is where guys tend to get real cagey. They don't want to be honest with you. One, because he doesn't want to crush you and hurt your feelings. But if he broke it off and moved out so quickly, this ain't it. You're not it for him.
Yeah.
And this isn't a, maybe he just doesn't want to be married, but we can still try and work things out where we're cool with not being married. No, this is, you are not it for him.
Mm-hmm. I think this is a situation where it needs to be a clean break.
Yeah.
Like, separate everything. Mm-hmm. You live your life. He lives his life. Because the life that you envision for each other is not there anymore.
Right.
What guys like to do is they like to break up. And then as they're sort of, you know, walking out, they leave a door open, right? And they sort of leave the woman with thinking that there's a chance just down the road if 9 million things all kind of come together, then there's still a chance that this might work out. Guys love breaking up that way.
I think that's more of a control thing, though, right? Because they want to feel like they are in control of the whole situation. And if it doesn't work out the way, you know, this alternate life, if it doesn't work out the way they kind of hoped it would, then at least they know that they can come back to you.
It's a coward thing.
Yeah.
I think this is a situation where you guys are on separate paths now.
Start the process of separating that bank account and getting your phones in your own name and your own accounts and all that stuff. And I think that if you preemptively do it, you may get some truth out of them. You may not get closure. And this is what sucks for somebody in your situation, is that you are going to desperately be seeking closure. Because you think that it is going to put everything into perspective. And 90% of the time in situations like this, the closure you're looking for is not going to be there.
Right.
Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
Sorry, Alicia. Some hard truths right there, but you got
to
hear it.
Yeah, I needed to hear that.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life on KISS.
Yesterday we played you that great audio, that great clip of that Instacart driver who got a call to deliver a platter of wings and potato wedges to a prison in Georgia. And the guy was on like death row. And then she got there and they were like, you can't deliver that here.
This man from prison, I ordered him a whole platter of wings. And them folks told me to turn it right back around because he could not have this. Look at this. I just left the prison. They told me to turn it back around and donate it to somebody else. I ain't gonna lie, that man had me feeling some type of way because I'm thinking I'm finna this last meal before they execute him. When he done sat down and ordered a meal on Instacart, God may not come when you want it, but he right on time. Because get what me and my kids eat for dinner tonight? Some wings and some potato wedges.
God may not come when you want it, but he's always right on time.
Amen. Some wings and some potato wedges.
Okay, so her name is Cresselia Farley. Dammit Maury caught up with her yesterday. No. So here's a little bit of Dammit Maury with Cresselia.
You said that you were going to have the wings for dinner. Did you have the wings for dinner? What happened?
I absolutely did have those wings for dinner. Once I got to the jail and once they told me that they couldn't deliver it, they just asked me, well, do you know anybody that want some, or you can donate them, or things like that. So I was like, I got 3 hungry kids at home, so of course I can donate them to my kids. So that's exactly what I did. So when I got home, you know, I had put a platter at the house. My kids, they went in the dinner before I even got back upstairs. Oh. So I had went to them and I was like, do y'all even know the story behind these wings? And they was like, no, mom, what are you talking about? So I was like, go on my TikTok. So they looked at it and see what happened. It was, oh my God, they were so excited. So they were like, oh my God, mom, I can't believe you did that. But when I say we had one of the best meals that day, it turned from tragedy to just a funny story. But we was full at the end of that story. I'll just say that.
Okay, now we get to the nitty gritty. Okay. About the order. Here we go.
Okay, talk to me about the wings.
Well, I'm going
to
tell you like this. Anything is free is always good. But he had some great choices. Now, he did have a plain flavor. Uh-huh. He had one thing that I thought was honey mustard, but it wasn't honey mustard. I don't know what it was, but it was absolutely good. It was 4 different flavors. I know plain. We're going to call it honey mustard. We're not sure. But honey mustard was good. Now, he did order a side of potato wedges as well. Uh-huh. It was small, so I went ahead and ate those for myself before the kids got to them. But the wings was more than enough for me and my family. But when I say he had the best flavors, and it was a full platter, so we were able to eat those wings for 2 days. So my kids was fed for 2 days, and I didn't even have to come out of the pocket. And I got paid for delivering it. and I got a tip. So it was a win-win for me. So all I can say is we ate good, I got paid, and I was happy at the end.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you, you're going to freak out if you live in like a city like we live in. Okay, or anywhere else across the country where food prices are astronomical. So this is in Georgia. And the wings she's describing is a platter of wings, mm-hmm. right? Like a full platter of wings.
Enough
multiple
wings.
Flavors. She has three kids and it took them 2 days to eat all these wings.
Okay.
Okay? So that platter of wings and the potato wedges.
Mm-hmm. That she ate.
$15.66.
Ooh. What
was the bill with with a 323 tip?
Yo, that's like probably a hundred Canadian.
Easily, it's $100 if you order that here.
Yeah,
that's $100 order of wings. It was $15.66. Now, does she? She doesn't know who this convict was on death row.
Oh, poor guy.
But is there anything she would like to say to him?
Okay, Mr. Prisoner, I am so sorry that you did not receive your wings that day. I really tried and I followed the directions to a T. Uh-huh. However, I honestly want to thank you for feeding me and my three beautiful kids for 2 days, and you have great choices of wings, and if you ever want to order Instacart again, please tell them to send me so that I can eat well again. I really appreciate you.
That is amazing. Amazing.
Some wings and some potato wedges.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hannah, how are you? It's Roz and Mocha. How's everything in Minnesota today?
It's a little dreary, but it's not too bad. It's not snowing, so we'll take it.
All right, Hannah. Welcome to Roz and Mocha's Hell of a Story. Hannah, when and where does your Hell of a Story start?
It started, it was March 3rd of 2022 here in Minnesota. I was homesick from work, and when you're sick, you don't want to really make yourself lunch or do much of anything. No. And I happened to get a coupon from Grubhub, and I was like, oh, I love a coupon. Like, maybe I'll order some lunch, like, treat myself.
What did you order?
I ordered, well, I was really wanting some fried pickles. That was like the drive of this whole.
Yeah, fried pickles, nothing wrong with that.
People love that.
That's right.
Okay.
But I was like, you probably shouldn't just eat strictly fried pickles. So I like ordered some wings as well.
Amazing, yeah.
Okay.
Because, you know, balance.
Yeah.
And they were kid wings, so like I could get the applesauce on the side, like, you know, rotate in
a
fruit.
You get it. You got some fried pickles and some kid wings and some applesauce on the way.
I got the notification that I was like picked up, and I was kind of, you know, like stalking the driver. I was like, I want to know when it's here because I live in an apartment, and sometimes like with the lobby situations, some people like steal your food and stuff. And it's like, we just aren't doing that today. So I was like, I'm going to keep like eagle eyes on this order. And I saw that like the driver was approaching. I was like, perfect. Like the food's going to be down there shortly. Like I'll go and get it once they drop it off. But then I get this call from this random number, and I was like, oh, gosh. I was like, I don't want to answer this random number. But then they called again. I was like, I bet it's this Grubhub guy trying to give me my food and be, like, considerate and do his job. So I was like, okay, I'm going to have to go down there. So I walked downstairs in, like, my grubby little sick day outfit, like, my sweats and my shirt, and I had, like, sloth slippers on and not very cute.
All right.
And I walked down the stairs and then I see this guy and I was like, oh my gosh, he's cute. I was like, this is terrible timing.
Oh no. And you got,
I was like, this would happen to me. Yes. Okay. So I was like, I look horrendous.
So what do you do? Like, did you actually like get courageous and you walked up and you were like, hey, that's for me? Or did you make him leave it?
No, I like went and retrieved it from him. And I was like, sorry for the confusion. Like, thank you so much. Like, hope you have a good day. And I like scurried away.
Right.
Back up to my apartment. But then I was in my apartment. I like set my food down and I was just like pondering about this. And I was like, I thought he was really cute. And I just kind of had like this like guttural feeling to like, maybe I should text this number that called me.
Risky move.
So I did.
Wait a second. You texted your Grubhub guy?
Yeah.
I did.
What did you write him?
I apologized again for like the confusion of all of it, but I was like, I hope you have a day as nice as your face. And then I like sent it and threw my phone on the bed.
Okay, okay, hold on here.
I hope you have a day as nice as your face. I'm gonna write that one down.
Yeah.
I hope you have a day as nice as your face.
So okay, so then you dig it into the to the wings and the deep fried pickles and your applesauce. And does he reply?
He did, yeah. Oh. He was very flattered. He was like, thank you, you know, I hope your service was 10 out of 10, something like that. And he was seems right if I like ask for your Instagram or like your Snapchat or whatever. We like exchanged Snapchats and stuff and then started chatting. And then we had our first date on the 14th of March.
And how did that first date go?
It went really well. Yeah. You know, there's always like that first 5 minutes of kind of like you've been talking to this person but haven't really been seeing them in like person face to face.
So did the first date lead to a second date?
Yeah. So we had our first date on a Monday and then that same week we had our second date on a Friday.
So what happened? Like, is the relationship still going on?
Yeah, we're actually getting married.
Hey! No way! Yo, that's incredible!
Wow. That is,
you know, Hannah, first of all, you know you got to wear the sloth slippers under that dress, right? If you still have them. Second of all, you know you have to have either like a late night snack meal or served with the food, with the mains, like chicken wings and deep fried pickles.
Oh, I know. I know that like there's just so many things that we could do with this. And yeah, it's been very exciting.
I'm telling you. And if those invitations... don't on there somewhere have the words, we hope you have a day as nice as your face.
failed mission, Hannah.
Failed mission.
That's incredible.
So you got brave. You were homesick. Thank God you were sick, huh? Hannah, you were homesick. You needed a sick day meal, which was deep fried pickles and chicken wings. Your Grubhub guy showed up. You were in your jammies, looked like hell. He called you to tell you that your order was there. So you had his number and then you texted him and hit it off immediately. And now you are marrying your Grubhub driver.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible. Yeah. That's incredible.
I love a love story.
What a story. That's awesome.
It's very exciting.
Well, Hannah, thank you so much for sharing your hell of a story. And congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you.
You got
thank
it.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Love.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I got to film this thing for our company later today.
Uh-oh.
And it's like, it's not like going out to the public. It's like an internal
Oh, why do you video. Say yes to that stuff?
It's fine. It was one line. It's to represent the show.
Oh, okay.
And I don't think you replied to the email, but
yeah, I don't use a company email. That's why.
So they're doing the
made
the
my
shot,
life so much easier. By the way,
the shot I believe is like waist up or whatever.
Yeah.
Right or chest up.
Yeah.
Kind of a medium shot.
Sure. Yeah.
I might dumbass spilt coffee on my shirt today.
Oh no!
When I was driving in the car.
Let me see.
Can you see? There's like one dot like right here. Can you see that one dot right there? Like, I'm going to be wearing a jacket. Like, I have something else to wear on top.
Good. You're good.
Am I good?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't walk around like those tied...
No. You're good.
The tied
you're
pins good. Or anything
because
like that?
Because when you sit, right?
Yeah.
Like,
I don't even have a chair.
You have to stand?
Yeah.
Why? Who told you to stand?
I don't know. It's just, they were like, you got to stand. Like, it's going to be like somewhere in here in the studio.
If anybody ever told me, I'd be like, no, I'm sitting.
Oh.
Yeah.
They don't have wardrobe for you?
No. But what
not
I would,
for this.
What I would,
the part in this video, it's like, mate, I have to read one line. It's like 5 seconds.
What's the line?
Can we just for 1 second look at what happens to the cameras when I stand?
Yeah.
Right?
It happens. Yeah.
Like, look at me. Uh-huh. You can't see me.
No. Well, that's I only see Roz's shoulder down.
Like, it's angled differently.
Yeah, I know, but like,
but presumably the person can then tilt the camera up to get
it. It's almost my stomach.
They're not filming with these cameras in here, though.
I know.
It's with a different camera.
I would say because if you sit, what winds up happening is you get the benefit of that shirt wrinkles up a tiny little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And that dot of coffee will fold into...
I got to take like two or three steps while I read this line.
Oh, it's a walk and talk?
Yeah.
How did you get yourself rooked into this?
Yeah, because you didn't reply to the email.
Wow.
So I got to do the whole sentence all by myself. I got to represent the show, man.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, thank you for this, for taking this one.
Yeah, no problem.
Right. It's appreciated. It's not lost on me taking one for the team like this.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Hey, celebrate wins.
Yeah, yeah. Are you gonna say nice stuff about me or no?
It's not a video about you.
Then why are they talking to you?
Because I'm on the show, man. It's the Roz and Mocha show.
I get that, but like, what else are you supposed to say other than how wonderful I am?
It's not that.
Wow.
What is it?
Trying to, like, just stuff, man.
Oh, God.
Also, how can you say nice things about you in only one sentence, Roz?
Stuff. I don't even know what that means, stuff.
Well, if you read the email, you would have, like, Maria's border.
I don't even know how to get to my work email, to be honest with you. I tried the last time. It asked me for a password.
That's how things work.
Oh. But my computer.
You know what? No wonder they don't want you in this video.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com.
Or download the KISS 92.5 app.